Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Brown. Batting second. The center fielder, Mitch Webster. Batting third. The left fielder, Deion James. Batting fourth. The DH, Chris James. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ken Phelps. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Felix Fermin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Greg Swindell. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mike Devereaux. Batting second. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting third. The first baseman, Randy Milligan. Batting fourth. The catcher, Mickey Tettleton. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting sixth. The DH, Chris Hoyles. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Brad Kaminsk. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Billy Ripken. Batting ninth. The left fielder, Donald Nixon. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Pete Harnish. And now, play ball. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mitch Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Webster strikes out. One out. Deion James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James hits a line drive into center field. Devereaux picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Devereaux. Devereaux throws it away. That's an error on Devereaux. Brown goes all the way around to score. James moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Indians. Chris James is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. James hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Phelps is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Phelps strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Devereaux hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Alomar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Alomar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Milligan hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Snyder. Milligan reaches second base with a double. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Tettleton takes first base on ball four. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Jacoby hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Snyder strikes out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Alomar hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Felix Fermin is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Fermin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. There goes Furman trying to get to home. Kaminsk throws the ball into Ripken, who relays the ball to Tettleton, who tags Furman, who came all the way from first, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hoyles strikes out. 1 out. Brad Kaminsk is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kaminsk hits a pop-up towards first. Phelps settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ripken hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of James. Ripken reaches second base with a double. Donald Nixon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nixon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mitch Webster is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Webster is 0-for-1 in the game. Webster hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Deion James is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. James is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. James strikes out. 2 outs. Chris James, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. James is 0-for-1 in the game. James hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Devereaux is 0-for-1 in the game. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Tim Hewlett, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Devereaux is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Devereaux moves to second. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hewlett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of James. Hewlett reaches second base with a double. Devereaux scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Indians. Randy Milligan, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Milligan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Milligan takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tettleton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Tettleton strikes out. 1 out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hoyles is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoyles hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Phelps, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Phelps is 0-for-1 in the game. Phelps takes first base on ball 4. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into right field. Kaminsk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Brad Kaminsk is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kaminsk is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaminsk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ripken is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Ripken hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of James. Ripken reaches second base with a double. Kaminsk moves to third. Donald Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Nixon is 0 for 1 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Kaminsk scores. Ripken moves to third. It's Indians, 2, Orioles, 2. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Devereaux is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Devereaux hits a line drive towards short. Furman catches it and throws to first to double up Nixon. 2 outs. Tim Hewlett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hewlett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hewlett takes first base on ball 4. Randy Milligan batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Milligan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Milligan hits a fly ball into left field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 2. The Indians will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Alomar strikes out. 1 out. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Furman is 0 for 1 in the game. Furman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Brown is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Mitch Webster is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Webster is 0 for 2 in the game. Webster hits a fly ball into right field. Kaminsk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Tettleton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Tettleton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 0 for 2 in the game. Ripken hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Brown reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hoyles is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoyles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 2. The Indians will come to bat. Deion James is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. James is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. James hits a fly ball into left field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chris James is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. James is 0 for 2 in the game. James hits a fly ball into left field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ken Phelps is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Phelps is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Phelps strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Brad Kaminsk is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Kaminsk is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Kaminsk strikes out. 1 out. Billy Ripken batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Ripken is 2-2 in the game, with 2 doubles. Ripken hits a pop-up towards short. Furman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Donald Nixon is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Nixon is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Nixon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 2. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Jacoby is 1-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Snyder is 0-2 in the game. Snyder hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Indians. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Alomar is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Furman is 0-2 in the game. Furman hits a fly ball into right field. Kaminsk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Devereaux is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Devereaux hits a fly ball into center field. Webster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Hewlett is 1-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hewlett hits a fly ball into left field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rudy Cines now pitching. Randy Milligan batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Milligan is 1-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Milligan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Phelps settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Brown is 2-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Kaminsk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mitch Webster batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Webster is 0-3 in the game. Webster hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Deion James is at the plate with a count of 0-0. James is 1-3 in the game, with a single. James hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Doug Jones now pitching. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Tettleton is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Tettleton hits a pop-up towards first. Phelps settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Ripken is 0-3 in the game. Ripken hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Snyder. Ripken reaches second base with a double. Greg Walker pinch hits for Chris Hoyles. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Walker strikes out. 2 outs. Joe Orsulak pinch hits for Brad Kaminsk. Joe Orsulak is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Orsulak hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ripken scores. It's Indians, 3, Orioles, 3. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Ripken is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 3. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Orsulak now playing right field. Steve Finley now playing left field. Chris James is at the plate with a count of 1-0. James is 0-for-3 in the game. James hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ken Phelps batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Phelps is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Phelps takes first base on ball 4. Stan Jefferson pinch runs for Ken Phelps. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1-2. There goes Jefferson. The throw from Tettleton and he is safe. Jefferson steals second. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Jacoby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Jacoby takes first base on ball 4. Joe Price now pitching. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 2-2. There goes Jefferson. The throw from Tettleton and he is safe. Jefferson steals third. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Snyder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Snyder hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Milligan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Alomar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Jefferson scores. Jacoby moves to second. It's 4-3, Indians. Felix Fermin is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Fermin is 0-for-3 in the game. Fermin takes first base on ball 4. Jacoby moves to third. Alomar moves to second. Jerry Brown batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Brown is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Jacoby scores. Alomar moves to third. Fermin moves to second. It's 5-3, Indians. Mitch Webster is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Webster is 0-for-4 in the game. Webster hits a fly ball into left field. Finley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Tom Brookins now playing third base. Brooke Jacoby now playing first base. Steve Finley is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Finley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Devereaux is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Devereaux hits a pop-up towards short. Fermin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Hewlett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Baltimore Orioles, 3. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.